pinch of celery salt. Just like I remembered. A true Chicago dog looks like someone fired a bazooka at a vegetable stand, then scraped the remnants off the wall and slathered it on a tube of meat. I took mine greedily. Abraham was more skeptical.
Ketchup? Abraham asked.
The vendor's eyes opened wide. He's not from around here, I said quickly. No ketchup, Abraham. Aren't you French? You people are supposed to have good taste in food.
French Canadians do have good taste in food, Abraham said, inspecting the hot dog. But I am not convinced that this is actually food.
Just try it. I bit into my dog. Ugh, bliss. For a moment, it was as if no time had passed. I was back with my father before everything went bad. I could hear him laughing, could smell the city as it had been back then. Rank at times, yes, but also alive. Full of people talking and laughing and yelling. Asphalt streets, hot in the summer as we walked together. People in hockey jerseys. The Blackhawks had just won the cup. It faded around me, and I was back in Newcago, a steel city. But that moment of tasting it all again, sparks, that was wonderful. I looked up at Sam, and he grinned at me. We couldn't recapture it all. The world was a different place now. But damn it, we could have proper hot dogs again. I turned to look around the city. Nobody else had gotten in line, and people passed with eyes cast down. We were at First Union Square, a holy place where a certain bank had once stood. It was also the center of the new city's crossroads. It was a busy location, a prime spot for a hot dog vendor. I set my jaw, then slapped some coins down on Sam's cart.
Free hot dogs for the first 10 who want them, I shouted.
People looked at us, but nobody came over. When some of them saw me watching, they lowered their eyes and continued on. Sam sighed, crossing his arms on top of his cart.
Sorry, Steel Slayer. They're too afraid.
Afraid of hot dogs? I said.
Afraid to get comfortable with freedom, Sam said.
Watching a woman rush past and head into the understreets, where most people still lived. Even with sunlight up here now, and no epics to torment them, even with painted walls and colors, they still hid below.
They think the epics will return, Abraham said with a nod. They're waiting for the other shoe to drop, so to speak.
They'll change, I said, stubbornly stuffing more of my hot dog into my mouth. I talked around the bite.
They'll see.
That was what this had all been about, right? Killing Steelheart? It had been to show that we could fight back. Everyone else would understand eventually. They had to. The Reckoners couldn't fight every epic in the country on our own. I nodded to Sam. Thanks. For what you do. He nodded. It might seem silly, but Sam opening his hot dog stand was one of the most important events this city had seen in 10 years. Some of us fought back with guns and assassinations. Others fought back with a little hot dog stand on the corner.
We'll see,
Sam said, pushing away the coins I'd set down. All but 2 nickels to pay for our hot dogs. We'd gone back to using American money, though only the coins, and we valued them much higher. The city government backed them with food stores, at Tia's suggestion. Keep it all, I said. Give free hot dogs to the first 10 who come today. We'll change them, Sam. 1 bite at a time. He smiled, but pocketed the money. As Abraham and I walked off, Tia's voice, terse and distracted, came in over my earpiece. Do you have a report? The dogs are awesome, I said. Dogs, she said. Watchdogs? You've been checking on the city kennels?
Young David, Abraham said around a mouthful, has been instructing me on the local cuisine. They are called hot dogs because they're only good for feeding.